It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton. I'm Jeff Whittington. Our telephone number is 800-933-5372. You can also email your questions and answers to us this hour at anything@kera.org. I'm also on Twitter. Tweet me your Q's and A's at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It is Friday, the 5th of June, and we're taking your questions and answers live today, 800-933-5372. Starting off from the Twitter, we got a tweet from Kate, who wants to know, is there a place that buys back no longer needed vases from flower deliveries? Kate obviously is very fortunate, has received many flower deliveries, and is looking for a place. I mean, I don't know if somebody buys them back. Or if, I mean, if they're super fancy, maybe, you know, you could certainly probably donate them, I think. But we'll see if somebody has a lead on that. We also got an email. This is from Scott, who wants to know where to dispose of old tube-type televisions. Anyone want to know what to do with your old tube television? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. Got an email from Bill in North Dallas, who writes, during the last big electrical storm on May 26, I had two independent atomic clocks, he says, perform an illegal time change. It was the same change on both of them. They went back 1 hour each and took almost a day to self-correct. Did anybody else in the North Dallas area experience anything similar? And does anyone know why this happened? Bill sent a longer version of the email earlier, too, with a bunch of questions, but essentially he's just really curious how this could have happened, if anybody else experienced it, and if anybody has any ideas. Well, that's why we do the show. 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. And an email from Dee in Corinth, and this is very interesting. And if you love cardinals, northern cardinals, troubling. Dee says, I love watching the beautiful cardinals build a nest in a Japanese maple just outside my window. The problem is they built there last year, and just about hatching time, a big gray-brown snake slithered into the garden, up the tree, stretched out. Dee says the snake was about 3 feet long, and the snake got the eggs. The female tried to stay close to the tree. The red male watched from a nearby fence. The other birds flew around all frantic, all in distress, but none pecked at the snake. Dee says, I was the most distressed, not knowing what to do. So, Dee's question is, do I tear down the nest as they build it now? Or how could I get them to build in a taller tree? Or is there something I can do to keep the snake away? 800-933-5372. Email anything@kera.org. If you know how to help Dee's cardinals weather the snaky season, give us a call. 800-933-5372 is where we find David calling first today from North Richland Hills. Hey, David.
Hey, am I on?
You are on.
Hey, I just need a, if there's a group of people that get around, that get together, that tinker around with inventions and things, I just need to know how to measure things like the length of a screw, the thickness of the screw, the diameter of a hole it goes into, the diameter of the metal that it goes into, because those are minute measurements, and I don't know how to do that. And I've got some inventions that I'm working on, and, mm-hmm. and I don't know how to do that.
All right. Well, we'll see if we have a suggestion for you.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Martha in Carrollton. Hello, Martha.
Hi, Jeff. I have an answer for the tube television.
Yeah.
He can take it and donate it to Best Buy, and they'll recycle it.
Very good. Thanks for calling, Martha.
Thank you.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything@kera.org. You can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's see, we got this from Higgins, who says, last week, a caller was looking for a source for green garlic. And Higgins says, for the past several weeks, Central Market in Fort Worth has been carrying organic green garlic. He says, for about $3 a bunch. And Higgins roasted some for dinner last night. So there is a source, at least for the last several weeks, at Central Market. And then we had the question on pantry moths last week. And although I'm sure we'll get this question again, this is a good primer from Sandra, who says, you don't have to go nuclear on pantry moths. But what you do need to do, number one, dispose of anything obviously infested with webbing and little wiggly larvae. Number two, put all grain products, seeds, nuts, spices, dried fruit, and dried dog cat food in hard sealed containers, not bags. That way, if an infestation appears, they can't get out to infect other things. Number three, Sandra says, clean up any spilled food from the pantry floor and shelves. Number four, when the larvae are ready to pupate and become a moth, they will crawl off amazing distances. Sandra says, look for little webby cocoons high up in corners, on walls, and in the ceiling, especially in the pantry and cupboards. And number five, Sandra says, keep in mind that while they may gross us out, they can't hurt us. And if you have a food product that you fear may have come in contact with the moths, but you don't want to throw it away, you can put it in the freezer for a couple of days, and freezing will kill these insects. Thanks very much, Sandra. 800-933-5372 is the telephone number. Email address anything at kera.org, or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Bobby in Grand Prairie. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey there.
I've got a question here. I've been a Time Warner customer here in Grand Prairie for, it seems like, decades. Mm-hmm. And for the last 3 years, and it's happened with three different cable boxes, these boxes change channels without input, all by themselves. And Time Warner can't tell me what's going on. They've checked my equipment. Nothing's wrong. I was hoping somebody out there might have an idea.
Is it possible that your neighbor across the street or next door, is their television is sort of in line of sight? They're aiming their remote at it, and it's hitting yours as well?
Not possible.
Not possible. Okay.
I've actually covered the box. I've actually covered the cable box with a cardboard box, and it still happens.
All right. Well, we'll see if somebody has an answer or has experienced this or knows what's going on.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Bobby.
Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Sherry calling from Dallas. Hello, Sherry.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Doing well.
I have a question. But I'll save that for just a moment. My answer is that we use a plastic netting underneath wood duck house and also bluebird houses to protect from snakes specifically. And I have seen snakes try and go up a pole to a wood duck house and be caught there. And
So how do you attach it to
the same thing? Well,
you attach it to the pole or then the ground, or how does it work?
The netting we put up underneath the house, and we also have some metal guards there, but that wouldn't keep a snake out. So we put this netting up under the pole. I just wrap a plastic tie to secure it, you know, twist it.
Right.
And you could do string, you could do yarn, wire. But I think she could wrap that up under her bird's nest.
And then you extend it out to the other branches or to the ground? Or how do you seal off the snake?
I would put it in the branches. Okay. I don't think I would let it hang all the way to the ground. I think I would just put it up under the nest. Hopefully it wouldn't discourage them from coming back.
Right.
You know, if they see this. I bought a new bolt of it and shared it with my neighbors, and I got mine at just a hardware store like Lowe's,
okay.
I think. Also, Home Depot has it.
Okay.
And I think it would work for her. I haven't tried it in a tree because I don't see that many tree nests, but
right.
I think it would work.
Okay. And you had a question as well?
Yes. I was thinking about the city of Dallas and the city of Fort Worth, and I know statistically when the city of Fort Worth was founded, but I don't know the date for the founding of the city of Dallas. Is that something you know offhand?
I don't know it offhand, but I'm sure somebody can dig that up for us really quickly during
okay.
the hour here.
Thank
All right.
you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Barbie in Dallas. Hello, Barbie.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey there.
I have an answer for, although I love the answer that just came on, there's
mm-hmm.
another way to trap snakes.
Mm-hmm.
If you've ever seen a minnow trap where the minnows swim in and they can't swim back out,
right.
if you've got a minnow trap or access to one, she can put some regular eggs in it and the snakes will crawl in and they can't get out. Then you have to dispose of them, though, but
Or relocate them. Or relocate them to the
woods. Or relocate
to the
them.
Woods.
That's good.
Yeah.
And we do relocate the ones that aren't poisonous.
Right.
But it's really good around chicken coops and stuff like that, too.
Even, you know, with there are very few poisonous snakes in the city and,
right.
and really, period, in Texas. So even you know, with care or maybe some professional help, even relocating the poisonous ones I think is a good idea.
Yeah, and
snakes
mostly
are,
they're like rat snakes
yeah,
or
exactly.
something like that.
Snakes
which are very, really good. It's just you don't
are.
Want them to ruin your little egg. So
right, and they're an important part of the ecosystem here. So.
Of course they are.
All right,
well, good luck,
thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Let's
bye.
See. We got an email from Leonard in Arlington who says, wrap a sheet of aluminum around the trunk of the tree. Lowe's or Home Depot have pre-made exhaust tubes about 6 inches in diameter. They are split lengthwise, so they're easy to apply to the tree trunk. And I guess the concept here from Leonard is that the snake can't get a grip on the smooth aluminum to keep the snake off the tree. Let's see. This is from Mike in Dallas who says, Dallas's transfer stations take all kinds of electronics on Wednesday and Saturday. This is for the recycling of old televisions and other electronics. And the closest one, Mike says to me, is on Fair Oaks, just south of Walnut Hill. That's in sort of the northeast Dallas, between East Dallas and Lake Highlands kind of area, and east of Greenville Avenue. So that is right. Dallas's transfer stations will take electronics. So there's another option for the old tube TV recycling. Back to the phones at 800-933-5372. Let's talk to Matt in McKinney. Hello, Matt.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going?
It's going well.
Hey, I just calling in. I heard the caller ask about, he said he was a tinker, like working on some inventions.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you can find all those kind of like diameters and like screw sizes. There's a book called The Machinist Handbook. It has everything you ever wanted to know about screws and bolts and, you know, designing and various, you know, machine parts. So should
Great.
Be able to help them out.
The Machinist Handbook. I bet they have it at the library even.
Yeah, and if you get at the library, you can get them, like, I think even half-price books.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an engineer, and, like, we use them all the time for
cool.
any kind of, like, if anything we're working on a design, you know, pretty much go to that first, and, you know, they've got it, so.
Great. Hey, thanks, Matt.
All right, appreciate it.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And, of course, I got the Twitter going here. Nathan tweeted me about the Cardinals, skirt the tree with some fencing. To make it harder for the snake to climb. So there's another suggestion on snake-proofing that nesting tree. And Dennis reminds us that Goodwill will take any and all electronics donations, including old televisions. So you can take old electronics to Goodwill. And I think they recycle what they can't refurbish or resell. So there's a suggestion there. Let's talk next to Paulina in Frisco. Hello, Paulina.
Hi, how are you, Jeff?
Doing
I love
well.
Your show.
Thank you so much.
I have an answer for the lady that wants to know what to do with her extra vases.
Yeah.
If she wants to contribute to a worthy cause, each year Susan G. Coleman hosts a Celebration of Hope fashion show,
mm-hmm.
luncheon and benefit, and they are always asking for vases. They use them to provide to their florists. To get kind of a discount off
Great.
Of the table floral arrangement, it would be an excellent opportunity for her to use that as a donation to Susan G. Coleman.
Very good.
And get a tax benefit from it.
Paulina, thank you so much for that suggestion. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me on the Twitter, at Jeff Whittington. Stay with us, though. More of your questions and your answers coming up. It's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and talk next to Wayne calling from Dallas. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Sure can.
I'm calling with one theory for the person who had the ghost changing channels on his cable box.
Yeah.
I had read a while back that some cable boxes, if they're on a high definition channel, and I don't know if that's the case with your caller, that in order to, save bandwidth or save the amount of information used, if the system in some way senses that that it's idle, perhaps, or that the television—I don't know—it can't sense that the television is off.
Right.
But, after some amount of time, that it may time out to a nearby channel that it's not using so much bandwidth.
Gotcha.
I don't know if that's true or not. But I used to have the same experience. My television would change channels overnight. I would go to bed and leave it on a certain channel for a program the next day, and when I would come in, it would have changed. And it would seem to select the same channel every time. It would change to a certain channel every time.
It was
very unusual. I have a new cable box now that does not do that anymore, though.
All right. Well, good. Well, so the machines aren't taking over at your place.
No, not
just yet. Okay. All right. Well, hey,
thanks.
Wayne, thanks for calling. Let's see. We got an email on this also from Tommy, who says, neon beer signs, perhaps new LED home lighting solutions can interfere with the IR band. So that could be part of the issue. We also got a question that's kind of related a little bit from L, who says, I have a specific area in my garage and driveway, which are both at the back of the house, that does not allow a signal to a cell phone or garage door opener. Sometimes I have to go back and forth in the driveway to get a signal for the door opener to work. It's not just my phone either. It does this to anyone's. It's essentially a dead zone for electronic things. Anybody have any idea what L can do to fix this? And I'm going to chime in here because sometimes I park my car, right? And the keyless entry just won't work in that spot. And I've noticed it repeating in places. And I know it's not just the fact that I need to replace the battery in my keyless entry remote. Does anybody know what causes that and how to fix it? Specifically for L, but I'm also personally curious. Let's go next on the phones at 800-933-5372 to Jeff in Dallas. Hey, Jeff.
Jeff.
Yes.
On that snake.
Yeah.
You can go to Home Depot and get some off my sulfur and sprinkle around that tree.
They don't like sulfur.
Huh?
You're saying they don't like sulfur?
Oh, no, you run them off with that sulfur.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much for calling.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Let's see, we got another email on this from Jessica in Johnson County. And Jessica says, during the recent storms, I've had four different birds set up nests around my home in dangerous locations. One in the mailbox, one in my garage, one on the back porch, and one on the front porch. At least two of the nests have eggs. I'm content to leave them alone, but my dogs are not. Is there any way to discourage them from building nests so close to danger? And are there any rescues that can move the nests for me in Johnson County? I think you might just be stuck with the nests until fledging at this point. And just a personal story on that, we had starling set up in a tree in our yard a couple of years ago, and I will tell you that we probably shouldn't have waited. At least my car bore the brunt of us waiting until the second round of starling hatchlings had fledged, because the tree should have come down between the two cycles of eggs and fledgings, because part of it landed on my car. So you might just be stuck with them until fledging, but somebody will have some advice. And then Carrie in Burleson says, from your inventor tinkerer with the question, I believe the caller was asking about how to measure small parts. And Carrie says, the best tool I know of is a digital caliper, which allows internal and external measurements in U.S. or metric for thread counts per inch. Maybe keep a set of known sizes of nuts and bolts around as a reference so you can figure out those. Good advice. Thanks, Carrie. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Of course, you can also tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Let's go back to the phones and get another answer on that question from Jeremy in Richland Hills. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey.
Hi there.
I was calling to answer the question about measuring holes.
Yeah.
Well, I may have misunderstood the guy's question, but you can always use calipers and things like that, and there are micrometers specifically for OD and ID. That's outer diameter and inner diameter.
Right.
And then I saw that there were several answers as well, so I guess that's already been covered. But some of the stuff you might not be able to find readily at, like, your Home Depot or whatever, I would recommend looking online for antique micrometers, because they used to measure those all the time, you know, back a long time ago. And you can probably find them for a little bit cheaper.
Great. Hey, Jeremy, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. That's where we find Ron calling from Dallas. Hello, Ron.
Hello, Jeff. Regarding the Time Warner cable box changing channels, quite possibly, I do know that they have their basic cable boxes called the digital tuning adapters work exclusively with radio frequency remotes. And it is possible that maybe a neighbor has the same thing. I do also know for sure that they can be switched to different radio frequency blocks so that one remote is assigned to one particular box. I don't know if this is true with their standard cable boxes, but like with DirecTV, you can get IR or radio frequency remotes. And, of course, putting a shield over the box would still not block the radio frequency remote. So I would suggest that your caller would see if his remote can work non-line of sight, and that would tell him if it's a radio frequency remote, and then he can ask the cable company to change the frequency block of his remote.
Good suggestion. Ron, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at KERA.org. Let's see. Got a tweet from someone wondering, are grackles edible? It's the first time we've had that question. There are plenty of them, certainly. But I don't know, considering what grackles do and what they eat, and I don't know, we'll throw it out there and see if anybody has a thought on that. Let's talk next on the phones at 800-933-5372 to Mamuna. Hello, Mamuna in Dallas.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
I had a question. I have two German Shepherds, and they're a year old now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're outside dogs. And I've noticed, like, the flies have been biting their ears, and their ears are getting bloody. Is there anything, like, I can put on their ears? Does anybody have any suggestions? Because they're outdoors, so I can't, like, get the flies away. But I've never noticed that before, having dogs. So
it is a big year all of a sudden for flies and mosquitoes, and, you know, I think all the rain we had did something.
I know.
And all of a sudden, I mean, the flies I've noticed too outside in the garden are just really having.
Yeah, but I never realized that they'd bite their ears. You know, and the ears are getting bloody.
Okay, well, we'll see if somebody has some suggestions for you.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
You bet.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's go next and talk to Bill calling from Dallas on the phone. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how's it going, Jeff?
It's going well.
Listen, I got an answer for the gentleman looking for the measuring tools.
Yeah.
There's a great place called Micromark out of New Jersey, and it's micromark.com or 1-800.
You know what? Let's not give out the phone number, but I'm sure they can find it on the web. So they have all those kinds of things for measuring?
I mean, miniature lathes almost sit in your lap, power tools, and they have a lot of measuring devices. You can even try Granger's. I have a little gauge that's made out of plastic with all the different hole sizes, and it was probably $2, right? And you put your screw in, they make some with studs that actually have the thread.
Great.
That'll show what size screw is, from almost microscopic up to a 3/4 nut, just depending on what you need. But,
all right,
you know, you can try that micromark.com or even check with Granger's. They might have stuff like that.
Bill, thanks so much for calling.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Have a good day.
You too. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Jennifer tweeted me, at Jeff Whittington, on Twitter, and said that, are grackles edible is the best question ever.
So, I mean, we could just shut her down, maybe, at this point. We probably shouldn't, but we could. It is a good question, and so far no one's answered it. Let's see. We also got a tweet from JP who says, I live in Rowlett. I'm looking for a place to run stairs, and I would prefer stadium steps. Anybody have a line on a stadium step place to run in Rowlett for JP? Call us, 800-933-5372. Email us anything at kera.org or tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Up next on the phones is Charles in Irving. Hello, Charles.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing well.
Okay, on the RF issue, mm-hmm. on the remote control for the garage door opener, chances are there's going to be some medical equipment or some other equipment that's emitting RF noise that is out of, basically out of specification, and that'll flood the receiver on for the remote control garage door opener, and that can also flood the receiver on the cell phone, depending on the harmonics and what frequency they're using. Mm. The medical equipment will do that, other computer equipment, or if you have malfunctioning equipment, because most of that's supposed to be under an FCC rule that says spurious radiations are only supposed to be a certain frequency, or in other words, certain strength. So I definitely get a wideband receiver over there and find out what the deal is, because we're not looking at issues with landscape, especially with the garage door opener.
Right. So it's not the fact that the signal doesn't work there. It's the fact that there's so much signal right there that your little broadcast signal from your remote garage door opener or your cell phone can't get through it.
Oh, yeah. Years ago, they had a convention with a bunch of wireless providers. Nobody could talk to each other because everybody's transmitter was flooding the RF receivers of everybody else, and nobody could talk. It was really kind of hilarious.
All right. Well, thanks, Charles. Appreciate it.
Okay. Right. Take care.
Problems we have and things we want to know about them. 800-933-5372. Email anything at kera.org. Barry is up next on the phone in Dallas. Hello, Barry.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
Hey, again, on that RF, something else they might consider, or you might consider, if you're close to an airport or a government facility or a government contractor, depending on what they're working on or testing, you might be getting, like the previous gentleman just said, you might be getting RF scatter from test equipment or equipment for government or for aircraft that can also mess up your signal and jam it so it doesn't work right.
Very good. Hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, Jeff.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Rita in Dallas. Hello, Rita.
Hi, how are you,
Doing
Jeff?
Well.
Love
Doing
your
well.
Show.
Thank you.
I have some an answer for the lady with the dog ears.
Mm-hmm.
Is that she really needs to take them to the vet, because if their ears are bleeding, and especially if they're outdoors, they can end up getting an infection. And if she waits, she's going to have a lot bigger vet bill from an infection. And if she would be proactive and take the dogs to the vet, they can probably tell her. And there are veterinary dermatologists also. And, I've had dogs for many, many, many years. And I find that it's kind of best not to try do-it-yourself brain surgery, but just... Mm-hmm. Take them to the vet, and they can probably know what products to use to deflect those flies.
Rita, thank you so much for calling. That's a great suggestion. And maybe she could even just call the vet. And
I've done that, too. Yeah. I've called the vet, and they pretty well know what to do.
Sure. All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Sure.
All right. Up next at 800-933-5372 is Suzanne in Plano. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, doing well.
I had an answer for the grackle situation.
Uh-huh.
I don't have an answer about whether they're edible, but last I checked, they're protected. So I don't think I'd take the chance.
They are migratory birds.
Yeah, and they are protected in Texas.
We're doing a good job, because there are lots of them.
Yeah.
Although they have a certain beauty to them. They really do.
I love them myself.
Really do.
They remind me of, if I'm away from Texas, that's one of the things that I think of when I think of Texas, is the sound that they make.
Well,
and I know a lot of people don't like them, but I love them.
Well, Suzanne, thanks for reminding us. I appreciate
well,
that.
The other one I had was about the dogs and their ears. You know, horses have that problem all the time. And there's a spray that you can get that they spray on horses to keep the flies from biting them. And, of course, like the lady said, I would check with the vet first, but I would think that that would be a good solution.
Yeah, great. Hey, that's a great suggestion. Thanks, Suzanne.
You're welcome.
All right. Got an email from Miguel also recommending a fly spray that's used for horses from the feed store. But again, you know, I think the vet is probably worth a call. And this is from Jessica, who says, maybe after bathing them, put a flea treatment on called Top Coat on the dogs, or contact the vet. And that seems to be the winning suggestion, just to see what the dog suggests. Although David sent us a picture of a product called Horse Balm, made to keep flies off horses and heal bites. And David says works wonderfully on my dog's ears. And Cassandra said Vaseline will keep the flies. Also keep the horses out of your dog's ears, but we'll keep the flies off your dog's ears. And we got a question from Ryan in Flower Mound wondering how this show came about. And typically talk about this around fundraising time, but maybe Ryan's new to the area and is curious about this. Well, the show was started a number of years ago by a colleague of ours here at KERA named Glenn Mitchell, and he was filling in, and one night the guest didn't show up. He's filling in on an evening talk show. The guest didn't show up. Happens sometimes in radio and live radio. And so he just said, call me with questions and I'll answer them. Quickly realized that he needed some help on the answers too. And this became sort of a standby for Glenn for years when a guest didn't show up. And even after Glenn had his own show, middays here, this was what we did when the guest didn't show up, was anything you ever wanted to know. But it got so popular with you that it had a place on Fridays in the Glenn Mitchell Show for years. And then when Glenn died in 2005 and we launched Think, we decided that, hey, you know, it was worth doing an hour on this every week. So it's a real honor and fortune to get to do this show every week. It's a lot of fun to talk to you. And that's, in a nutshell, how it came about. And you can be part of it with a phone call at 800-933-5372, an email to anything at kera.org, or tweet me something Glenn never said at Jeff Whittington. It's anything you ever wanted to know on KERA in Dallas, Fort Worth, Denton, Texas. I'm Jeff Whittington. Phone number is 800-933-5372. Email address anything at kera.org. You can also send me a tweet at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. It's what Steve did. He says, you can't move bird eggs in Texas, but you can buy plastic owls and place them in areas where you don't want birds to nest, like in a tree above your car, for instance. So thanks, Steve, for that. We got a tweet from Spencer who says, wanted everybody to know I called 3 weeks ago about a camera for my trip to Europe. I ended up buying a Nikon D3200 with two lenses and a case, and it was well worth it. So thanks, Spencer, for reporting back. Really appreciate that, and glad that the advice that you got helped out. I hope your trip. Also, hope your trip was fantastic. That's really great to hear. 800-933-5372 is our phone number, and that's where we find...
They're over here for a reason.
Hang on just 1 second there. That's where we find Kim calling from Denton. Hello, Kim.
Hi. Hey, listen, there. I have a comment about the dog's ears. My concern is that they are already infected because flies would not normally bother a healthy animal unless there was a problem already existing. So she definitely needs to go to the vet and take care of that primary infection before she, you know, and then he can suggest other things.
Right, right. Okay, great. Hey, Kim, thanks so much for calling. Mm-hmm. All right, let's get one more on this from Tiffany calling from Dallas. Hello, Tiffany.
Hi.
Hey there.
Hey. I actually work for a local vet clinic here in Dallas, and so I have an answer as to what products you use to repel flea strikes or fly strikes. So there is such a thing as fly strike, and it does normally attack the dog's ears. There's a product that's called Fly Strike Gel or Fly Strike Repellent, and it comes in a jar. You can pick it up almost at any pet supply store and or vet clinic, and it's generally along in the same area where your flea preventatives and things like that are.
Very good. Hey.
And it works beautifully. And if the dog's ears are already bloody, they could absolutely get infected, and they probably should. Either try putting a little Neosporin on that or get them to a clinic. But the FlyStar gel works like a champ.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
All right. Thanks. All right.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is Pascal. Are you there, Pascal, in Dallas?
Yes. Can you tell the person at the door to chill out so I can talk on the phone? Yes, my question is, are starlings an invasive species, still considered an invasive species? Because you brought up the question about grackles, which I guess are local birds that we need to appreciate more as beautiful. Right. I have one as a pet. And should we eat the starlings then?
Well, we'll see what the audience has to say about the starlings. I know there are varied opinions on starlings.
I would like to know, because I see starlings over in this neighborhood, and the lady that it was maybe like 10 years ago that she told me starlings were bad, and I don't know if they're still bad or not.
Okay, well, we'll see what the audience has to say about it. Thanks for calling. Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. Let's see. Benjamin says, I'm trying to find a facility that can shred large quantities of stuff I've been collecting in boxes since I was in my 20s. Boxes with old bills, things that have personal information, like my social security number, intertwined with old broken electronics, etc. Anybody know a resource to help deal with that and to shred all that stuff up? Paul in North Branch, Texas, writes to anything at kera.org. Mosquitoes are thick around my front door and the outside walls adjacent to the door. I've killed them with a pesticide, but a few hours later, there are replacement mosquitoes as thick as before. What can I do to rid this area near my door of these biting pests? Paul, you might look and see if there's standing water around the area near your door. And even if there's not, it might just be wet enough that the mosquitoes are breeding in the flower beds and stuff. And I think there's a product called Mosquito Dunks that is a non-toxic product for standing water, but there's also something that's, I think it's the same material, the same stuff called Mosquito Bits that you can spread in wet areas and flower beds and the like to help control those. But we'll see if we get some answers for you. We got about 10 minutes left. I'm sure we'll get a few. Thanks for your email, Paul. 800-933-5372 is our telephone number, and that's where we find Diane in Irving. Hello, Diane. Are you there, Diane? All right, call back. Let's talk to Claire in Irving. Hello, Claire.
Oh, hi. Good morning. I'm calling about the dog's ears, and I even cook for my dogs. I hate all kinds of medicines. I tried all kinds of things, and what I've come down to is this: hydrogen peroxide. It might sting a little bit, but I even put that on the dog's fur to get rid of the fleas. It works like a dream. It's just magic. So I'm sure that will help that lady.
Okay.
Thank you.
Claire, thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Line open, 800-933-5372. Email always open, anything at kera.org. And you can find me on Twitter, at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. John emailed us. He says, have a great older built-in GE dishwasher, but the racks are beginning to rust and break apart. Does anyone know where I can get a rack for my dishwasher? I don't want to buy a new dishwasher just because of the rack. Anybody have any suggestions for John? Got an email from M, who says, starlings eat mosquitoes. Might be the shortest email we've ever gotten. Lee in Dallas emailed us and says, on the screw measuring device, if all your listener wants is the diameter, Home Depot has a plastic card, credit card size, with holes drilled in it for various sized screws. Costs about $1 or $2, Lee says. We got an email from Susan about the mosquitoes, suggesting that you spray some Listerine around the area where the mosquitoes are congregating. So there's one more suggestion on that. Up next on the phone at 800-933-5372, we have a call from Gretchen in Dallas. Hey, Gretchen.
Hey, Jeff. It's Gretchen from the Hood.
Hey there.
Hey, starlings are a non-native species. Therefore, they are not protected under the Migratory Bird Act.
Mm-hmm.
The reason so many bird people dislike starlings is that they are cavity nesters. So they take cavities from our native bird to only nest in cavities, things like chickadees, all types of woodpeckers. And, you know, cavities are at a premium because only woodpeckers can make them. A lot of birds need them for nesting.
Okay.
And especially woodpeckers, you will often see starlings just badgering woodpeckers in their nest holes until they try to just get them to leave so they can have that cavity. So that's the main complaint, is that they're taking, valuable nest holes from our native species.
Very good. And that's starlings. We're not talking about grackles. We're talking about starlings.
No, grackles are native. Starlings are not native. Right. Starlings and house sparrows, either one, are native because their name, European starling,
that's
and
right.
English house sparrow.
All right. So. Thanks, Gretchen.
You're welcome.
Right. We got an email from Fred who says, you can eat them. And I guess Fred's talking about grackles, but he says, you can eat them. Dad made me eat them for shooting them in town. And he says they tasted like liver. 800-933-5372 is the phone number, email address, anything at kera.org. Or you can tweet me at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. Jennifer emailed about the bird nest deterrent. This is the question we had. We had so many bird questions today, which it's a sign that it's spring, right? We're not talking about ants this week. We did touch on the pantry moths, right? But we're talking about the birds. They're really rocking and rolling out there right now. This is the question about discouraging birds from nesting where you know, in places you don't want them to nest. So Jennifer reminds us, with this email, she says, in the spring before the trees start blooming, I threw some rubber snakes in the tree to keep the birds from building nests. This was several years ago, and the snakes are still there, and I haven't had any nests. So there's that reminder on the rubber snake solution from Jennifer. And Chris in Benbrook says, on that shredding question, check your city newspaper. Most cities will have periodic events for paper shredding, electronic disposal, and hazardous waste disposal. Chris says, Benbrook, where I lived, is one of three every second month. So there's a suggestion there. Thanks, Chris. Let's go back to the phone. Time for a couple more calls. Let's talk next to Carl in Plano. Hello, Carl.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey there.
I tuned in late today, but I heard you talking about getting rid of mosquitoes.
Yeah.
And for the last 3 years, I've been using a service. They come out and they fog my yard, and I have no problems with mosquitoes. It's a company out of McKinney called Platinum Pest Control,
mm-hmm.
and they do a phenomenal job.
Very good. Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's talk to Claudia in Dallas on this one, too. Hey, Claudia.
Hi, Jeff. This is Claudia calling about the mosquito issue.
Uh-huh.
After using the mosquito dunk and every other possible suggestion, and lots of exterminators, years of trying to get rid of mosquitoes in our courtyard.
Mm-hmm.
A friend who knows a lot about the land and nature suggested that we use a fan, an electric fan. He said if air is moving, the mosquitoes will move and not be an issue. So every time we expect people over, we turn on the fan outside. Works better than anything we've ever tried. I think the mosquitoes are just sort of blown. They're so lightweight. They're blown away.
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
Up next at 800-933-5372 is David in Dallas. Hey, David.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I noticed that, I guess it was the beginning of this week, on Tyler, both going north and south. It used to be a three-way, three lanes on each side. And I'm noticing that they've put white stripes down on the, towards where the sidewalk is. Is that a bike lane? Can you still drive in that lane? Or what is it? Can't find any information on that.
I'm I'm trying to remember if I read somewhere that they were going to do some direction lane changes on those streets. And you're talking about Oak Cliff. And I can't remember. Someone hopefully will email us really quickly and remind us if that is the case. But I think they are doing some lane assignment work over there. But I'm hesitant to say that it's becoming that they're going away from one way because I can't remember specifically what was being done. But something is.
But we shouldn't drive where the white line is.
Right. If there's a solid white line, right, you're not supposed to. And it might be a bike lane that's being put in. You're not supposed to cross the solid white line. If my hazy memory of defensive driving class or driver's ed is useful here, but we'll see if we get an answer for you here in the last minute or so. Otherwise, we'll try to deal with this next week.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Thanks
your
for
time.
Calling.
Thank you.
Bet. Let's see. Time for maybe one or two more calls. Let's talk to Abjit in Plano. Hello, Abjit.
Thanks for taking my call,
sure.
Jeff. I was going to respond to the electronic recycling question.
Okay.
I don't know where the caller lives, but in Plano, I believe it's the first Saturday of every month they take any electronic recycling stuff, so he could use that. And in regards to shredding, there are quite a few companies who essentially take boxes of paper and they shred them in a large commercial size shredder. There's one called, I believe, DFW Shredding that's located in Plano, around Preston and Plano Parkway. So I'm sure the caller can look it up on the web as well.
Great. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
No worries. Bye.
Let's see. We got an email from Susan on that dishwasher rack question. Susan's suggesting appliancepartspros.com. All one word, appliancepartspros.com. Let's see. We got an email from D says Appliance Parts Warehouse online. You put in your model number. It'll pull up every part available for that dishwasher. To install, there are two little pins near where the wheels roll. You just pull those out in your new rack and put the pins back in, and you have a great new rack. And D says that worked for him. Let's see. Maybe time for one really, really, really quickly answer on this from Carla in Louisville. Real quick, Carla. We got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, hi. Sears Parts Direct is a great resource for the parts of anything. Just go to Sears.com, and there's a link that goes to Sears Parts Direct, and they have the most tiny thing and large pieces of appliances.
Awesome. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well, it's Anything You Ever Wanted to Know. Produced by Stephen Becker, engineered by Shelley Canavy. Fiona Norton answers your phone calls, and Christine McConnell produces the podcast. You can find that podcast at kera.org/anything. We post the last 10 hours of show there, so you can always go back and listen or download and listen later. Or you can subscribe to the podcast. There's a link at the top of the page there where you can get a subscription to the Anything podcast. And you can also find me on Twitter. I'm at Jeff Whittington on Twitter. And would love to see you and hear from you there. And, of course, thanks so much for listening and writing and calling in today. And hope everybody has a fantastic June weekend. See you next week.